matter.
This time on Shark and Goon, it's Fast and Furious Spy Racers, the Fast and Furious animated series we've waited years and years to have. The IMDb says a team of teenage street racers are hired to infiltrate a criminal gang. Goon, it's the story of Dom's cousin Tony. What did you think?
I think this could have been a Fast and the Furious starring Justin Long about 3 years ago that we've
talked. Dude, yes. As I've been watching it. So first of all, let's talk about, we got so much to talk about. You and I have major The Fast and the Furious street cred. I know everybody else jumped on this thing at The Rock. You and I have loved this since the very first movie. And probably about a decade ago, I started joking with you about a movie we would call Even More Fast, Even More Furious, which would have had basically Justin Long as like Jar Jar Binks driving Dom nuts and like, hey, you know, hey kid, take the wheel, and like him doing his Jar Jar Justin Long thing, like, ah! And yeah, as I watched this thing, I was thinking, what would live action Fast and the Furious Spy Racers be? And yeah, Justin Long in the lead, right? You nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I didn't think I was going to enjoy this. Like when I saw the trailer for it and the coming attractions for it, and even when it was announced, I was like, what is this crap? And then I started watching the first episode, and then they actually had Vin Diesel in it, voicing it. I mean, he's producing it, but to still even have him in voicing his character, I mean, it's just like, all right, it's not bad. And it didn't feel too kiddish or too hokey. And then like the stunts that they were doing, I'm like, this looks more realistic than the latest Fast and the Furious.
We are on the same page now. Like many of the things we talk about, we don't talk before the podcast, but you're saying all the same notes I gave to my son. I said to him, when I'm watching this, it looks like Fast and the Furious. And yeah, maybe the stunts are, you know, a little more loose with the physics, but it's not like we weren't jumping cars from skyscraper to skyscraper to begin with. It feels like it could be a live action thing. Really well done.
It really is. They got the tone down. They got the comedy. They got the whole theory behind Toretto's livelihood of family protecting each other. I love the fact that Dom got Tony kidnapped, you know, to be into the with Miss Nowhere instead of Mr. Nowhere. We find out that the Nowhere name is just basically handed off to people in power. I just, even like usually the ancillary characters in like a cartoon are a little annoying. There wasn't one even annoying character in this.
Yeah, let's catch everybody up really quickly. So the setup here is, you know, there are some kids, and I want to talk about how old are these people, but they have cars too. And Uncle Dom kidnaps his cousin. They go to the secret hideout. And the reason is they need some really good drivers to infiltrate Shifter, which is like the specter of the Fast and the Furious universe, apparently. And Dom himself can't do it because he would be too well recognized. So he turned to family, which is a very Dom-like thing to do. Blah, blah, blah. So we've got some teenagers driving cars, and it's a Fast and the Furious setup with Dom's cousin, right? That's pretty much it?
Pretty much.
So how old are these people?
I think they said Frosty, which is like the young tech genius, is 13.
Yeah, Frosty's 13. Yep.
So 13. So then you've got to figure out the rest of them to be in, to be able to drive a car. I think in L.A., you have to be around 17. So I'm probably between 17 and 18 years old.
Yeah, I think if we're going to apply logic, they have to be 17 or 18. I can't stop calling this thing in my head Fast and the Furious Kids, because we had Flintstone Kids and Scooby-Doo Kids and Muppet Kids and all the other stupid kids things they did in the 90s. So my fear for this thing was it was Fast and the Furious Kids, but it's better than that. But I'm not quite sure if they actually are 17, but sure, they're 17.
I would say they're at least close to legal age, because the only problem that Miss Nowhere had was with Frosty because he was 13.
Yeah, okay. The only thing that I have not liked about this series is the voice acting is driving me nuts. The lead isn't too bad, but everybody else has like these vaguely ethnic, street hood, generic. Like the big bad woman, is she Southern? Is she Hispanic? Like, I don't know what they're going for on any of these voices.
Well, I think the one the big bad that was with I forget the other big bad. Like she's definitely Southern because she said she's from North Kakalaki when she was about to fight Miss Nowhere. Miss Nowhere, I think, is from Southern California, just from the way she acts and the 1990s picture they popped up of her from like hip hop, the way she was dressed. And she's like, I'm not embarrassed by it. You're trying to embarrass me? I'm fine with that because I look good. It was perfect.
But it's got a little bit that like, hey, media goon, want to go out for a soda? Like, I hate that style. Again, it's a cartoon targeted at 7-year-olds, so I should shut up. But my podcast drives me nuts.
I don't know if it's really targeted to 7-year-olds. It feels a little older. It feels like more like tweens to teenager.
Well, maybe. I know Netflix didn't even reveal it to me that it existed. I had to go searching for it.
Same here. I knew it was dropping what was supposed to drop the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about it until you go, hey, did you watch this yet? I'm like, no. And then you reminded me and I got sucked into 8 episodes.
I'm finding I last an episode and a half and then I just have to turn my brain off. So I'm somewhere in episode 3. But I really like it. It feels like the Fast and the Furious. It's good, and it's a good version of what it is.
Yeah, it, like I said, it really surprised me. I'm happy with it. And when season 2 comes out, am I going to watch it? Yep. Do I think it might hold on to the same thing of season 1? We'll see. But that's one of those shows that could go either way.
And I love that Vin Diesel's attached to it and that he even did his own voice and they didn't just get like the Vin Diesel guy, like James Arnold Taylor is Dom Toretto. You know what I mean?
Who brought the buster?
Maybe you could do the voice when they want to farm it out.
Yeah, never know.
Other things that I like is that they go to soda raves. So it's sort of Fast and the Furious, but like, all right, we got to dial it down a little bit. And there's sort of like the Kmart version of a Fast and the Furious soundtrack. I don't know if those are real songs or wannabe songs. It's got the vibe, but somehow isn't nearly as cool.
Well, it kind of reminds me of, I'm trying to remember what soundtrack it was. Oh, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the XXX soundtrack.
Yes, yes.
So it was just trying to be Fast and the Furious, but didn't quite nail it. So that's what this is. This is the kids' Fast and the Furious XXX knockoff of the original Fast and the Furious soundtrack that we used to listen to in our cars when we went to go hang out.
Oh, yeah. No, again, we were in on that first movie forevers. I'm just trying to think what else popped into mind. I did want to talk about Irish stereotype guy. Like, could you lean in more with the, I think he even said the word tings and drop the H. I mean, come on, guys.
It kind of sounds like Sheamus from the WWE, so I can't hate on it too bad.
All right. I don't really have too much else to say about this one. I'm not, you know, well versed on it, but Fast and Furious Spy Racers, nice job.
Very good job. Surprised by it. I do like the fact that Netflix is bringing a lot of cartoons to it now because you can't find cartoons or kid shows really on TV anymore. You have to go to these like different, you know, cable channels and streaming. There's no Saturday morning cartoons anymore.
And plus it's the good animation, like, you know, like the Clone Wars style animation, not the Star Trek, the animated series, you know, cheapo kind.
Yeah, I was going to go with He-Man, the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, same bad style.
Yeah.